In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm glad to be with you because God is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. And just as long as our faith in Him is intact, everything's going to be okay. And you might say, but my faith is not intact. Well, it's time to get it intact. Tell Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I surrender to you, Jesus. I give you my heart, Jesus. Forgive my sins, Jesus. Be my Lord and my Savior, Jesus. See, it's all about Jesus. We are part of a Christocentric gospel. Christ is the center of the gospel. I'm reading from the 12th chapter of Mark, verse 41. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which is worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, the poor widow has put in all more than all those who are contributing to the treasury, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." I tell you, people say, "Well, I'm going to give you the widow's mite." No. Put a dollar in the box. No, I'm sorry. That's not the widow's mite, unless it's your last dollar. Unless it's your last dollar. The widow's mite is the woman who put in everything, and she believed that God was going to take care of her. And you know what? God take care of her. God will take care of her. I also see this woman as an example of what Jesus is. He gives everything over for us on the cross. He gives it all over to the Father on the cross. That he gave everything. He gave everything. He's the pearl of great price. Jesus is the pearl of great price. He gave everything in order to buy the pearl. And guess who the pearl is? You. I tell you, we need Jesus today. The country is in dire straits. We need Jesus today. More than ever. You know what happens today? Something terrible will happen. And you know what happens tomorrow? Something worse will happen. We can't even be satisfied with what happens today. We think about the worst thing happening tomorrow. And you know, God doesn't want us to think that way. He wants us to think and to know that we are His children, bought with His blood. We are the children of God, bought with His blood. Chapter 13 of St. Mark. As He came out of the temple, one of the disciples said to Jesus, "Look, teacher, what large stones and large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." Oh, yes. Why? They failed to realize the visitation of God in Jesus Christ. They failed to realize the visitation of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the year 70, that happened. The temple and all the beautiful buildings were destroyed. Not one stone upon another. I tell you, we need God and we need Jesus. We need him to help us. We need him to give us what we need. You say, but I'm poor. As a matter of fact, you may be poor in the standards of the United States, but go to another place like Haiti, they would think you're rich because they're drinking water that's not pure. They have little to eat. Depends upon the church to feed them. I tell you, we are not poor. We have everything by the grace of God. Not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, he's on the Mount of Olives looking into the holy city of Jerusalem. He can see the temple. Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? Then Jesus began to say to them, beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. I want Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. I want to proclaim Jesus. It's not me that I'm proclaiming. It's Jesus. I don't promise anything. I don't promise anything. If you buy this book, your life will be different. I don't do things like that. I just want to preach the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's all I want to do, to preach Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. And they will be led astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. It's not ready to deliver. This is the beginning of the birth pangs. And you know, we've been seeing a lot of things happening like this, nation against nation. We've been seeing volcanoes exploding. We've been seeing wars and rumors of wars. Yes, we've seen these things. Is Jesus close to coming? I can't tell you, but I can say we've seen these things. They're the beginning of the birth pangs. Verse 9, as for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. This is persecution foretold. Persecution foretold. That means to witness to Christ will bring us persecution. Oh, yes. The little girl, St. Agnes, they put her on a fiery stand, and she was just a kid, and she gave her life for Jesus. Oh, yes. I told you, in the last 10 years, almost 1 million people have died for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to find someone worth living for, and we need to find someone worth dying for. Am I looking forward to the persecutions? No. But already, in Washington, they're trying to take our voice away. Oh, yes. Socialism is being bought by the president and his group of people. Socialism doesn't work. It hasn't worked in any other place. It will not work in the United States. These things are happening before our eyes. He's undoing everything that Trump did. Why? Because he is a socialist and he wants social programs. He wants the nations to be judged by Washington. He wants you to be judged by Washington. I don't want to be judged by anyone but Jesus Christ, who died for me, who rose for me, and who fills me with the Holy Spirit. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial, not if they bring you to trial, when they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. I've told you the story about going to jail, because of pro-life work. And I told you that I did not want to stay, so I used my mother as an excuse and the pastor as an excuse. And as I walked away, I said to the Lord, I'm sorry what I did, Lord. I'm sorry that I disappointed you. I'm a chicken. And the Lord said to me, you'll have another time to prove your faithfulness. You'll have another time. Brother will betray brother to death, all because of Jesus, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of me. Oh, yes. You can talk about God, the generic God, but you cannot talk about Jesus. They call you a Jesus freak. I tell you, it's all about Jesus. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the world. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. I want to tell you that if these things happen to us, God will give us the grace to endure till the end. We need that grace. St. Agnes got that grace as they put her on the fire. Oh, yes, she got that grace. Just a child who loved Jesus, put to death because she loved Jesus. But when you see the desolate sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, what is that? The pig that's brought into the Holy of Holies, called the desolate sacrilege set up where it ought not to be. Let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the housetop may not go down and enter the house to take anything away. The one in the field must not turn back to get his coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants. In those days, pray that it may not be in winter, for in those days there will be suffering such as not been from the beginning. beginning of creation. Jesus is warning us how we need the grace of God. How we need the grace of God. Not only for those days, but for today. I'll never forget a woman on Good Friday said to the Lord, I don't want to be like Peter. I want to testify to you. And she went to Boston and to St. Anthony's Shrine. And when she came back, she was sitting in the train, and this guy was preaching. And he pointed to her. And he said, what do you say about Jesus? She screamed out loud, Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell you, she opened the door. The door opened and she got out. I tell you, she did what she needed to do. Whenever we go to feed the poor, I proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord of this place, and that he would protect the people who have no homes, and that he would bless the food, and that we would give the food out in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Suffering, never suffering that will ever be. And if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he has cut short those days. See, everybody's thinking we're going to be raptured out. I don't think so. I don't think the rapture is coming first. I call it the rupture. And how many of us will be faithful? I won't be faithful without the grace of God. I need the grace of God to be faithful. What about you? Oh, yes, it's easy to say I'd give my life to Christ. I tell you, but when things happen that I have to do it, we're going to be scared out of our minds. That's why we need the grace of the living God to protect us, and that he would help us in times of persecution, because we've all been raised on bonbons in the United States. We've been raised on bonbons. We have everything that we need, and things that we don't need we have. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They said when the washing machine came, the automatic washing machine, oh, that would make more time to be with neighbors. It didn't. Now we have dishwashers. We take our clothes to be ironed at the tailor, but we have no time for our neighbors. At least when we had clotheslines, we would talk to our neighbors. Now, nothing is happening with the neighborhood. We don't even know who lives next door. That's how far we have come. And if anyone says to you at that time, look, here is the Messiah, or look, there he is, do not believe it. False messiahs and false prophets will appear to produce signs and omens to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be alert. I have already told you everything. He's telling us to be ready. To be ready. We have a liturgical season that talks about the second coming of Christ. It's called Advent. It's called Advent. How we need to preach not only the first coming of the Lord, but that he's coming again as the judge of the living and the dead. How we need to preach that. It's part of the gospel. We'll scare people. Well, you know what? If we scare people, we need to scare people. It must be proclaimed in love, not apart from love. The truth proclaimed in love. 13th chapter, 24th verse. But in those days, after the suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds, on the clouds, with great power and great glory. Then he will send out his angels to gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Oh, yes, this is previews of coming attractions. Many of us won't see this because we'll be with the Lord till we died. But I tell you, there's more persecution and more deaths now than ever. In 10 years, almost 1 million people have been sent to death because they believed in Jesus. Verse 28, from the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as the branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Do you know that today? The word of God will not pass away. How we need the word of God. How we need to proclaim the word of God. How we need to read the word of God. How we need to practice what the word of God says. Oh yes, we're in need of the word of God. The only reason that this ministry has had blessings from the Lord is because I proclaim the word of God. Oh yes, there are two tables we eat from, the word of God, one table, and the Eucharistic altar, the second table. I tell you how we need the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about the day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. Keep alert, because you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake. Keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or midnight, or cockcrow, or dawn. Or else he will find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Keep awake. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I tell you, and I tell myself, stay awake. Be ready to see the Lord, that he comes again. Stay awake. Know that Jesus is coming back. Even as he left, he's coming back. And you know what? We need to be ready. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.